So, all of us grown-ups in the crowd, do you remember back to a time when you were a young adult? Might be way back a long time ago for some of you, and it might not be that long ago for others. But when you were a young adult, you were self-confident. You were sure that you were going to carve your own path in life, and you thought you had it all figured out. And then all of a sudden, you get married, and kids come along, and you might have thought, I'm going to do things this certain way. I'm going to be my own man or my own woman. And you have kids come along, and something comes out of your mouth, and it reminds you, oh, no, I'm turning into my mom, or I'm turning into my dad. Well, I'm going to talk about a topic that's like that for me. And that phenomenon is so out there and so popular about the turning into your parents. There's a Progressive Insurance commercial that's even got a support group for the dad club where people are turning into their dad. Well, this topic for me, it's one of my sessions on that dad club, that commercial. But it's something good. It's something that my dad taught me, and it's something that I want to share with you guys. Because our lives have been crazy lately. We're trying to get ready for all these changes that we are planning on coming up in our lives. And with changes can come stress, and with stress can come certain behaviors that you wish you wouldn't exhibit. And we've started to get sick with seasonal colds and allergies that have been running around, and with feeling a little run down, sometimes you don't behave the way you wish you would have. And so I want to talk about ruling your spirit. And whenever I think of that, I think, I'm turning into my dad because I'm talking about ruling your spirit. Because when I was growing up, he used to say, rule your spirit. I don't know if my sister remembers that, but I certainly got that phrase a lot. And now I have actually tried to start passing that down to my boys. I would like them to know how to rule their spirit. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with that term, ruling your spirit is a biblical principle. So let's look at the scripture that talks about us ruling our spirit. Will everyone please turn to Proverbs 16 and verse 32. Let's read Proverbs 16 and verse 32. It states here in Proverbs 16, verse 32, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit, there's that phrase, he who rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city. So think about that. The Bible is telling us that someone who rules their spirit is better than a conquering general who takes a city. This is how it reads in the Good News Bible. That's the paraphrased version. This is from the Good News translation of Proverbs 6, verse 32. It is better to be patient than powerful. It is better... My tiny little phone screen is failing me. It is better to win control over yourself than over the whole city, than over whole cities. So here again, we see stated differently that ruling your spirit is better than conquering a city. Can you imagine that? Having the power to conquer a city is really incredible. In today's standards, we really look up to generals and in the history books who have gone and conquered cities. We think of Alexander the Great. We think recently of General Norman Schwarzkopf and Rommel and General Petraeus, who's doing a lot for our government. So with names like this, you think of very powerful people. But this scripture is letting us know that if you have the power to rule your spirit, you have a greater power than that. Let's look up in this passage in Proverbs 16 a little earlier in verse 18. Let's read verses 18 and 19. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So you can see here that there's a bad spirit, a haughty spirit, or a proud spirit, and it goes before a fall. In verse 19, states that a humble spirit is better than taking the spoils of a city or of a war. So we see again here that ruling your spirit for the better, being humble, is way better than being proud, and it's better than taking the spoils of war. So in Proverbs 16 here, we learn that we should be controlling our spirits. We should be ruling them and having self-control over them. Let's look at Proverbs 25. Will everyone please turn to Proverbs 25 and verse 28. This is another proverb that talks about ruling your spirit. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Here again, let me read the Good News Bible translation of that. Proverbs 25 and verse 28. If you cannot control your anger, you are as helpless as a city without walls, open to attack. We see here that whoever has no rule over their own spirit is like a city without walls that's susceptible to attack. And this is a really good analogy if you think about it. If you can think about a time when you've lost your temper or lost your self-control, it seems as if we have no control and the environment and what's going on around us affects us a lot worse than when we have control over our spirit. So if we have control of our spirit, then we are not susceptible to spiritual attacks and things that might make us lose our temper and let our emotions get out of hand. So we want to have a rule over our spirit in all situations, no matter what a situation makes us feel like. We don't want to be susceptible to spiritual attacks. In Proverbs 16 and Proverbs 25, we can see that ruling one's spirit is very similar and equivalent to having self-control. Remember, self-control is one of the fruits of God's Spirit that's found in Galatians 5. It's something that we should be building as we grow in godliness. So let's look at self-control in the New Testament in relation to godliness. Will everyone please turn to 2 Peter 1 and verse 5? Let's look at 2 Peter 1 and verse 5. And we'll read verses 5 through 8, starting in 2 Peter 1. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see here in this passage a kind of hierarchy of spiritual growth. The passage starts with faith. And if we have faith, we can build up and work to virtue. And once we get virtue, we can add some spiritual knowledge. And after we get some spiritual knowledge, then we can get self-control. So if you look to it to adding those things like it's written there, we can see that we can build self-control and we can continue to build in our godly lives. Self-control and the ability to rule one's spirit is something that we should be building on our calling. It's something that should be growing in us, and it will help us grow too. It will help us build perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. If we have these things, including self-control and the ability to rule our spirit, we will not be spiritually barren. So in conclusion, brethren, whenever I think of the phrase, rule your spirit, I may hear my dad's voice in my head, and I might get a little chuckle, and I might enjoy passing that on to my own boys, but it's a good principle. And feeling like my dad when I say this is a small price to pay to be able to rule my spirit. So, let's all try to rule our spirit. Let's know that when we're ruling our spirit, we're doing good as generals who conquer a city. And we're keeping ourselves from being haughty and proud. And we're keeping ourselves humble. And we're also building godly principles. Let's all try to rule our spirits.